This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew.
Deck the halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish.
Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah.
OJ Simpson. Happy holiday there, all not my fans of many podcasts that I do, because hey, I'm a podcast before. This is Thomas's Eight Crazy Nights, because I am crazy to think that I'll do eight individual interviews about the holidays for the Eight Nights of Hanukkah. Yes, I have lost my mind.
You had one to begin with?
Well, I am human, so we're all born with it, so technically I did have one, but somewhere along the line I lost it. This night, we have, from Reviewtopia, the Forum of the Future, The Shades.
Yes, that's right, I'm The Shades, and this is an anime takeover.
Oh, God, and me without my AK-47 from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, is that all you got? Please, I'll melt that with my laser eyes.
Well, I got that in Batman Arkham Asylum. Those two games have taken over my life the past, like, month.
I know about Arkham Asylum, that's for sure.
Arkham City.
No, I played Arkham. I've got Arkham Asylum right now. I'm going to catch a chance to get Arkham City.
Oh, wait till you get to Arkham City.
I can only imagine. I'm gonna be addicted to that game.
Oh, if not, I'll make you addicted.
Oh, jeez.
So, here's how it goes, as you sort of heard me joke about before. The whole presence of this year's holiday special, since the past 2 years I've done Christmas specials, it finally dawned on me it really doesn't make sense for a Jewish boy to be doing Christmas specials. So, what's his name always had a Christmas holiday album for some reason. Can't remember his name. Because I didn't listen to him, but that's besides the point. So,
you just go everywhere, my friend, don't you?
Yeah. So, I figured, why don't I finally base it around Hanukkah this year? You know, that might make a tad bit of sense.
Just a little, you know, maybe.
Just a little. So, the whole purpose this year is, 8 Crazy Nights, I'm going to release an episode, hopefully on each night of Hanukkah. That, or by the time we get to the fourth night, you'll get the full Jewish experience of, like, screw it. Which, for those who aren't Jewish, that's basically how us Jews go. We say, oh, we're going to do all eight nights this year of Hanukkah or Passover. And by the fifth night, we're like, screw it.
Is it even worth lighting the candle anymore?
Though the one thing we do surprisingly keep is giving presents on each night.
Gee, I wonder why. It's the one thing you guys have over us Christians.
Well, especially when your dad's also Catholic, or Irish Catholic, so you, when you were younger, as you'll hear in a little bit, getting to celebrate both Christmas and Hanukkah.
Oh, you guys lucky bastards.
No, it was double for me because my grandfather, when he was alive, his birthday was Christmas Day. So we would go over to his house. So not only did we celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah, and for some reason, we can't figure this out, we would get then gifts from our grandfather because it was his birthday. So we got gifts for Christmas, gifts for Hanukkah, and a gift from our grandfather because it was his birthday.
Man, it wish I had that kind of luck.
It left us confused.
I would imagine.
So let's get right to it. We're going to start off with favorite holiday traditions. Now, these are things you may have done when you were younger, things you do now, things you maybe want to plan to do. Favorite sort of traditions, you know, going out looking at lights, rigging up the lights, singing Christmas carols, games, that stuff. So, Shades, what are your favorite holiday traditions to do?
Well, in our family, we basically, our biggest tradition is we all have to have a good family get-together and have a big old meal. And, you know, just being together with the family just is so much fun. You know, obviously, apart from the opening of the presents, just having that night.
Oh, my God, you don't need to get me started.
My wife back here in the back. But, yeah, just getting together and sitting down for a nice comfortable meal. And let me tell you, in our family, we don't have a small meal. You know, I have four aunts that are in one family. So basically, yeah, we don't have small meals. Everyone brings their own dishes, and the place gets packed with food.
Are they Italian? Excuse me. Are they Italian?
No, we're a German family. So, but we don't do traditional German foods more often than not. Very few German meals. So it's, you know, basic stuff, but it's all good.
Especially I guess I'll have to add Germans to that joke, but I have a joke like, you know, when it comes to feasts, nobody stacks the table like Italians and Jewish mothers. Well, especially when something's bad has happened. Like, quick story. One time I was in a situation where a friend of mine got arrested for basically disorderly conduct, and he was my ride home, so I got left in the basically the parking lot of a mall. So my mother had to come and pick me up, and like any good Jewish mother, she knew the best way to solve a situation, get food. So she bought me like 10 nacho cheese chalupas and soft tacos. And I'm sitting there like, I should have done more.
Unfortunately, not to bring the mood down, but this year's Christmas will be especially sad for us because this will be the first year without my grandfather. He passed away this past February.
January.
Or January, I should say, sorry. Yeah, and he was the one that always liked to cook the Christmas meals for us, so it's going to be especially hard this year without him.
You definitely have my condolences.
Thank you. Thank you.
Traditions, you know, same as us, you know, back when my mom did it, you know, when she was part, because my mom was a heavy part of our synagogue and was a heavy part of the youth group, there was always a sort of like Hanukkah party at the temple we'd go to, and in recent years it became a Hanukkah and vodka party. That's what you need at the holiday times. Vodka.
Yes. That's the best thing to do at a holiday party. Get your ass drunk.
So you had latkes, vodka, and karaoke.
Oh, God.
So if you can imagine, all these, like, 86-year-old people who are, like, a moment away from, like, needing the respirator or, like, the electric thing to, like, restart their heart, they're having latkes, vodka, getting drunk, and then wanting to sing karaoke.
I'm hoping somebody brought a camera because that would have probably made it, that would have been a YouTube sensation in 2 minutes.
Yes, it would have. But, you know, again, for me, you know, making latkes, even though we're Jewish, I think everybody loves looking at lights. So I know at one point we'll usually go around maybe a neighborhood or whatever and we'll look at the lights, which I get hooked on those TLC shows that go like, most extravagant Christmas displays ever. Have you ever seen those?
I have, not on TV, but what I have seen is I used to live out in the Clara Lauder Largo area, and there used to be this one little neighborhood, like this one street,
I know what you're talking about.
You know the street I'm talking about. Yeah, there's that one street that had, and like every house had this extravagant display of lights and decorations. So it was like freaking insane. And we used to go there every year. It used to be like not even 15 minutes from where we lived, and we used to go down that street and just see how.
Yeah. I know which neighborhood you're talking about too.
Yeah.
Then there was the one in St. Pete as well. Remember the one in St. Pete?
I don't think I've ever seen the one out in St. Pete because I've never been out in that area that often. But I, you know, I probably seen it on the news at one point.
Yeah. I had a friend recently post like a YouTube clip on Facebook of somebody who did like a Christmas display to the Superman theme. It's actually pretty awesome. I have to try to find it and send it to you.
It's amazing what people come up with. Anyway.
And then, of course, you know, like I said, you know, other things, you know, games that we play, you know, obviously Dreidel, which is going to be especially fun this year. This year, it's like going to be my first Hanukkah party with my relatives up north since we now live up north. And so it's going to be interesting to watch the little kids play Dreidel.
Oh, yes.
With that, let's move on to topic two, favorite holiday gifts. And this is more of a, you know, talk about your past. What are the favorite gifts or memorable gifts that you've gotten through the holidays?
Ooh, for me, sadly, they're mostly video game oriented. it is sad. The geek in me is showing its true colors here. My most memorable moment of the holidays was at around 1992, 93. I can't remember exactly what year it was, but I remember that year I'd been begging my mom and dad all year long for a Super NES because it had just come out.
Yes, and I got the same year too.
And I remember they were telling me, no, we're not going to be able to afford it. We can't get it. You can ask Santa for it, the usual bullshit. And I wake up Christmas morning. The whole family has already woken up before me, which was unusual in and of itself because I'm the early bird. So I wake up groggy, walk out in the living room, and the family's just all standing there. And they look at me, and my mom is standing next to this little rolling entertainment center, very tiny little thing with a small TV. She turns on the TV, and my eyes might as well have been a gigantic Christmas tree because I saw Super Mario World on the screen, and sure enough, she opens the little cabinet, and there it is, sitting like a, might as well have just been glowing like the heavens. I'm like, oh my God!
Ooh, I have a challenge this year.
And second time that happened was also, I almost pulled an N64 kid. I almost beat the, you know, I wasn't as excited as he, I still couldn't top him, but I pulled something close to an N64 kid when I got my 64.
Well, no, the reason I say I have a challenge is because I think I may have one story that's maybe a tad bit better. I am a child of video games as well, and when I was 4 or 5, when the original NES came out, around 1989, but that's what I wanted, because I wanted Super Mario Brothers, I wanted Duck Hunt, which, God, that's still addicting. That and Pong.
Well, the simplicity is complexity with those games.
I know. But basically, that's what I wanted, and so this is back when I lived with my father back in California, so that's what I wanted. They said, no, we can't get it as well. So Christmas morning, like any other kid, both me and my sister got up early and were like, oh, yay, presents. You know, and I got so many things. We got a game for me and my sister was, you know, the game where you, like, flip the monkeys into the tree.
Oh, yeah.
I got some figures. And at that point, because we're both wrestling fans, and both fans of the WrestleCast, which is one of the best podcast you can find on Review Utopia, as I
indeed
about Shade Sight.
Meditate the win.
But one of the things was I got a VHS tape of Hulk Hogan back when he was in the AWA.
Oh God, that's old school for you.
This is like back at the height of Hulkamania, like in 1989, 1990. So it's like back when he was a bad guy. So as a little Hulkamaniac, it was very shocking for me, as you can imagine.
Well, yeah, this was probably, yeah, that's like before the monstrosity that was the full Hulkamania. This was probably, I think actually this was before its peak, but anyway.
Yeah. So, but, you know, no NES, and I was kind of bummed, and then all of a sudden my dad says, wait, what's this? And, I mean, it was straight out of like a Christmas story, because there's this little thing, like couch and a love seat, and there's a little space there, and he pulls out this gift, and he hands it to me. I just rip it off, and there is my Nintendo. It's like straight out of A Christmas Story. I literally had the Christmas Story experience, so. For me, again, I got it. The night I got an Super NES is because that was another Christmas Hanukkah combination year. And we also got gifts because we were poor from the sheriff's office because we were, single mother and that stuff. Mm. And so that's the year I got my bike, and we had this, like, hill that was, like, a 90-degree angle.
Jeez.
Well, we rode down that. But Super NES and... But definitely the one that comes to mind is my 97 year. That's the year I got all my Godzilla figures.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember the, like the 97-96 line of Godzilla figures that were based off the 90s movies.
As long as they're not the American one, right?
No, not the American one. It was based off the 90s series, you know, Batra and Mechagodzilla 2, Mecha King Ghidorah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the Godzilla figures I got was, not Mechagodzilla, but, like, souped-up Godzilla. Like, he had armor. Because that's what Godzilla needs, is armor.
Yeah, that's the last, get Godzilla body armor. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's tough enough as it is.
Well, when you watch him in Godzilla vs. Megalon, as I just have, and he's walking towards, like, two monsters like Stone Cold Steve Austin. No, seriously, watch Godzilla vs. Megalon. When he comes in to that fight, he's literally walking like Stone Cold Steve Austin. I swear to God. It's hilarious. So, yeah, those are my gifts. With that being said, let's move on to favorite holiday food. What's the food you look forward to most?
Ooh, that's a tough one. And ironically, we're talking about food when my wife is just about to serve up dinner. That is timing, sir. That is timing.
That's what I'm good at.
Timing! Timing!
I wish I had my soundboard if I had that clip. But for those who do not follow me on Readutopia, readutopia.net, cheap plug. I have a soundboard that I use on my live streams all the time. It's ridiculous. But anyway, favorite holiday food. Well... difficult to nail down any one particular food that I like. Like I say, you know, with our family...
Well, you can name many. You don't have to say one.
Oh, well, obviously, you know, nice moist turkey's always good.
Start crumbling.
My wife makes this delicious cranberry apple cobbler. She usually does it for Thanksgiving, but she also does it for... Christmas as well. Hold on a sec. Oh, yeah, biscuits and gravy tonight. Homemade biscuits and gravy. With the biscuits made from scratch. That's what I'm talking about right there. But, there's so many things that you can enjoy for the holidays. Especially, again, with our larger family, there's no shortage of good foods to try out from the great dinners. Like I said, turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, you know, some nice cranberry apple cobbler for dessert, along with, you know, assortments of cookies and creams, cakes, you know, you name it. It's just endless. You can't really nail down any one thing you'd like more than any other. This is all so good.
It's the time where you have to literally say, screw the diet, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't have a diet, so I don't... I'm just like, dig in!
No, but for me, it's like, again, latkes. And now that I'm, like, grown up, latkes get more and more advanced, so they're, like, not just plain potato latkes. They have, like, jalapenos and that type of stuff in them.
Mm-hmm.
And sour cream gets advanced, everything. So latkes and sour cream is always great. God, I can't go on enough about all the different type of sweets. I mean, and just for me, my favorite is always pumpkin cheesecake, but especially pumpkin pie.
Anything with pumpkins is always good.
As soon as Halloween is over, I'm like, where is my pumpkin pie? And my family, for some reason, always make me have to wait till Thanksgiving to finally get pumpkin pie.
Oh, that's the same with us, but yeah, either that or pumpkin rolls. You ever had those?
Oh, but all the different pumpkin, like, you go to, like, Perkins. And like the pumpkin muffins and the pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh my God, it's everywhere nowadays. Like, there's pumpkin everything. You get pumpkin pie blizzards at Dairy Queen pie milkshakes at McDonald's. It's like, Jesus Christ, does pumpkin pie have to be in everything?
Publix will have this pumpkin pie ice cream. Oh my god. I missed that this year. If that's one thing I miss from down south is Publix, because they have that pumpkin pie ice cream.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. That's the way to have it too.
And I'm gonna go and prove that we're not a conservative Orthodox Jewish family. We're a Reformed Judaism family, since we don't keep kosher. The other thing is when my mom makes ham. Yes, a Jewish person is admitting to eating ham. But yeah, this classic brown sugar glazed ham. Mm. Oh.
Yeah, my mom makes that too every year. She has this beautifully, you know, brown sugar. And, I believe she actually uses a little bit of mustard too on
it. Yes, she does.
Yummy. For a little bit of tartness.
My mom actually uses a bit of mustard when she makes her salmon, so.
Mm.
With that, we're going to move on to favorite holiday literature.
Ah.
So, this is basically anything that's a book, you know, favorite sort of Christmas novel, classic Christmas story or poem, or even a comic book, for that matter.
Ooh. Unfortunately, reading, you know, believe it or not, is not my forte. I mean, I can read. I'm a good reader. It's just I don't really read much. You know, obviously the classics, like A Night Before Christmas and stuff like that, but outside of the well-knowns, there's really not much that I read when it comes to
Christmas
literature. And if you hear my wife, Lady Kara, in the back, she's saying Christmas Carol, of course, the Charles Dickens classic.
Oh, yes. Especially with all the type of movies that have been made of it. It's definitely one you at least have to read once in your life.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you know, I don't want to say the same way, but, you know, I've read A Christmas Carol. I enjoy reading that. Have you ever read the story that A Christmas Story is based off of?
Not that I can think of.
It's actually based off a book. It's actually a very enjoyable book. That's, I find, a very good read. Even, you'd think I'd be tired of anything, or anybody would be tired of anything Christmas Story, considering when Christmas comes along, the fact that they play 24 straight hours.
Oh, God. There's so many different Christmas Story versions out there, too. It's amazing.
Well, I'm talking about, like, the main movie.
Oh, of course.
But no, it's like, I do have a friend that says, you know, he thanked Ted Turner for buying the rights to A Christmas Story, so it's only on one channel. Like, one comic book that sticks out to my mind, and I'm a big fan, those who know me, I'm a big fan of Tara, Witch of the Black Rose.
Mm.
And one of their Christmas or December issues was around Christmas, and it was just a fun little story of them doing Christmassy things and everything. And so that's like the one Christmas comic I can think of, because those Christmas specials are hard to find. Like the DC. I'm still searching for this DC Christmas special from like 1969.
Being the anime fan that I am, the hardest part is trying to find anything Christmas related in anime and manga. You know, apart from a couple of, like, there's only like two anime that I know of and one manga.
Well, we'll leave that because we're going to actually get to that later.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to.
But with that, let's move on to music. What are your favorite tunes?
Ooh.
To listen to?
Ooh. So many classics to choose from. That's the tough one. You know, you've got the Bing Crosby Christmas stuff. I mean, come on, he's like everything. You know, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Gotta love that one. You know, basically, I listen to a lot of it. If there's one song I had to nail down, it was one I love listening to, just for a good laugh, is the classic Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I remember when I was younger, I had that on vinyl. And we played the hell out of it.
Oh, God. I used to listen to that song on loop so much.
Oh, I have it on my computer, so I definitely listen to that as a loop.
Yeah, don't mind the noise. My daughter decided to fall over and hurt herself.
I definitely love all, like, the different Christmas comedy songs. Mm. Like, have you ever heard the Silent Night song done entirely by Cat's Meows?
No, I have not, but I'm scared to hear it.
It basically goes, meow, 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 meow.
Some people have way too much time on their hands.
I remember it came out during, like, the mid-90s. But my favorite is definitely the 8 Pains of Christmas.
No, the 12 Pains of Christmas.
I've heard... 12 Pains of Christmas. I'm stuck on Hanukkah. 12 Pains of Christmas.
I've heard the 12 Pains of Christmas. Don't worry. Ring up the lights.
Fine. You're so smart. You ring up the lights.
Yep, I've heard that. I love that song. God, that's the one I like. I like that even more, actually.
Oh, man. There was like someone on the Christmas special last year. Or was it the year before? I can't remember. But somebody had actually never heard that song. So I had to play it for him because I haven't.
Dude, I just talked to my wife, Lady K. She's never heard it.
You've never heard the 12 Pains of Christmas?
The first thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
the Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
oh jeez,
I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
I want Red Farmer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean you're in-laws?
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
Finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Oh, facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh my God, the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight, I blow a fuse.
And finding a Christmas tree. The
12th
thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gonna make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree.
But now I definitely have to play it as part of the special. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
There's that. There's some like very naughty Christmas songs, like versions of I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. But yeah,
that one I think is the easiest one to have more
yeah.
versions of.
Yeah. Oddly enough, I like sort of like the Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Invall Christmas stuff.
Oh yeah, those guys every year, those guys always had the best ones.
Yeah, I like the redneck, two ones that I have of Jeff Foxworthy are, the, 12 Days of Christmas Redneck Style. And
my wife was just singing that one back there.
And I think it was The Night Before Christmas by Jeff Foxworthy. Let's see. There's the Muppet stuff that's always fun to listen to, whether it be from the movies or like the John Denver Muppet album.
Mm.
Have you ever heard that one?
I might have once or twice.
The most famous one is basically them doing the 12 Days of Christmas.
Again, I think I've heard that one once or twice.
It's the one where Piggy goes, 5 golden rings!
Again, it's been a long, long time, but I do remember hearing it at least once.
And then to go to more, I love the classic stuff like you said, but like one of my favorites is there was an album by Boyz II Men, a Christmas album. They had like all the great like sort of 90s sort of R&B stars like Brian McKnight and Brandy on there. That's a very good album. And then, of course, the theme song from Christmas Vacation.
Oh, of course.
Before I forget, I have to mention it. Twisted Sisters, Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, God.
That is an awesome song. And as far as Jewish songs, I wouldn't be Jewish if I didn't mention Adam Sandler's.
The Hanukkah songs, 1, 2, and 3.
God, they're hilarious. And I remember when it first came out, like, yes, we finally have something for us.
Yeah. I think it's number 2 is one of my favorites. The second version.
3 is the one that has the Dreadettes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Let's see. O.J. Simpson's still not Jewish, but guess who is? The guy who does the voice from Scooby-Doo! And Megatron and Cobra Commander.
Oh, jeez.
We Jews have got it made.
It's scary when you think about it.
Yes. Also scary the fact that most of the people in Twisted Sister are also Jewish. I believe. With that, let's move on to TV specials. Now, folks, strap yourself in because at least for the next 2, we're going to be talking a lot.
Yeah, because the TV specials alone are insane.
That's through all the years that we've probably watched. I just hate the fact that Cartoon Network only shows like new specials now, and you have to go to get Boomerang to watch like all the old stuff.
Yeah. Now the question is, what do we consider TV specials and what do we consider full movies? Because some of them, it's hard to tell the difference anymore.
Yeah. But it's like stuff that they tell you is like made for TV movie and that stuff.
No.
I mean, if it came out in theaters, it's a movie.
All right. So that makes it easier. So that brings us to again, we got classics like the Peanuts Christmas.
Oh yes.
You've got, let's see, I'm trying to think of all the good ones. You've got the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You've got Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, just say it right now. The Rankin Bass stuff, all of it.
Oh yeah, all of those specials. That whole collection of Christmas.
Yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. A Year Without Santa Claus. Trying to remember it, the one with Mr. White Christmas.
I think that is A Year Without Santa.
Oh, that is? Oh.
I think so. And they actually did a sequel to that, believe it or not.
Yeah, they did.
And it's terrible!
Yeah, it's the one that they just made, isn't it?
Yeah, they tried to make it look a lot like the original, but at the same time, I think they had to change one voice actor because the original died, but they got the other one back. And it's just not the same. It's a generic Christmas special. It's just not, it doesn't have that same feeling. Or it's not even a generic Christmas special. It's just a generic, cliche movie.
Yeah.
Made for TV movie, but just using the characters from a classic. And it's like, shame on you people. Like, it's as bad as finding Christmas decorations of Santa shaking his butt. the freaking commercialization of Christmas, it just insults me so much, it drives me nuts.
I guess I have to feel your pain. I guess I should feel lucky that they don't commercialize Hanukkah.
Yeah, you guys got up lucky.
But yeah, But that and the Hanna-Barbera Christmas specials, whether it be the Flintstone stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them, the one where both of them are, there's like two where Fred has to become Santa Claus.
Yep.
But my personal favorite is Yogi Bear's First Christmas.
Oh, yeah, there's a classic for you.
Oh, God, I love that stuff. The Disney stuff, like the Disney Christmas Carol, Mickey's First Christmas, all that stuff. Like the Muppet Christmas specials. Oh, God. Do you remember watching Muppet Family Christmas?
Again, it's been a long while, but I do think I remember it.
Oh, you can find it on YouTube.
I'm sure.
Oh, God, because it's... You have the Muppets, you have the Fraggles, and you have the Sesame Street characters.
Basically, you might as well be just called the Jim Henson Christmas special, because it's all his work.
They even have why am I blanking on his name? But you know, the bunny and from the one that was on HBO.
I don't remember it.
Oh. I'm sure people are like, screaming at
there's going to be comments going, it's this!
Yes!
You idiot!
Oh, but God. Just because, you know, it's got one of the greatest running gags of all time. The slippery ice. The icy patch, excuse me. Everybody who comes in, they slip on the icy patch. And especially once the Muppets all get there and they all come in, and like Kermit slips and Kermit slips. And then you have Beaker, who's coming in backwards. And he's got like a stack of gifts and he slips on it and goes, woo! Now I'm reminded of WWE's Raw with the Muppets.
Yes. And oddly enough, my wife is flipping the channels, and the Christmas specials are already in full swing.
Yes, they are. My mom is angry because her show on ABC is not showing tonight because they have the CMV Country Christmas special. But, yeah. And then there's the new one. Have you seen the new one, Muppet Christmas Letters to Santa?
No, I'm not.
I actually just showed it. It's very, very good. It's the basic premise is they live in New York City, which there's a funny guest spot by Mayor Bloomberg.
Oh, Jesus.
No, so they're like standing at the post office, and Pinko's like, somebody get the mayor. I want to, because I want this line at the post office to move. And then the guy right in front of him turns around, and it's Mayor Bloomberg, and goes, yes, Miss Pinky? Oh, Mayor, I want you to take me to the front of this line right now. Oh, wait. What she like said before was, let the stamping move. That's what she said that got his attention. But he turns and goes like, well, Miss Pinky, that wouldn't be right. And above all, New Yorkers are known for being patient. And then Miss Pinky slowly turns to the camera and goes, what has he done to this city?
Oh.
And between that and, there's so many good bits. There's, Beaker getting, it was Beaker. Because Bunsen makes a Christmas wish. And so it's his hat that he puts on Beaker. Beaker, make a wish. And he wishes, and he apparently wishes for a hot model. It says, okay, Beaker, wish for her away. And so he wishes for both of them to go away, so Beaker goes with a hot model somewhere. I'm sorry. There's that, there's the pigeon bit. I mean, it guest stars like Nathan Lane, Whoopi Goldberg, Uma Thurman, the two main guys from The Sopranos, because they're trying to figure out how to get these letters to Santa. So Pepe the Prawn comes up with the idea, well, why should we have to worry about this? Let's just off Santa. So he basically goes to The Sopranos to get them to whack Santa.
Wow. Between this and the new Muppets movie that just came out, we're going through Muppet fever, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are. Well, this came out 2006 or 2008, I can't remember. So, yeah, definitely the Muppet Christmas Festival, because we'll get to the Muppet Christmas Carol, because that's a movie. Are there any other TV specials you can remember?
I'm trying to think. The problem is when I think of TV specials, they just think of all the crap that these TV companies think they can get away with, when or these studios can get away with. when it comes to making TV specials, and it just drives me insane, so I try not to think about it too much.
Well, for me, I do mostly think of cartoon. I mean, The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, yes, the classic. There you
yes,
go.
I would,
and not that Jim Carrey remake. I love Jim Carrey to death, but God, he needs to stop doing that.
But no, definitely with Frankenstein doing the narration.
Oh, yes, of course. Boris Karloff.
Yeah. I actually just recorded because they had it in HD a couple nights ago, and I'm putting this on my DVR for the rest of the year. I'm trying to blank. There is one Christmas special. I wish there was, like, Disney would release, like, a DVD of this. But I remember back in 1994, and I know it seems strange, but they had a Disney's Christmas on Ice Christmas special. The whole story was Jack Frost, you know, these kids were at Disneyland, and Jack Frost needed their help to find magical snowflakes to save Christmas. So, excuse me. I'm sorry there, folks. A little key went down the wrong tube, but...
Yes, totally recording that one.
She's going through and recording all the Christmas specials on... Mostly on ABC Family.
I thought she heard me. It's like, that was awesome.
No, she did not hear you.
But basically, they want a white Christmas, so they need to find these magical snowflakes. And so all the snowflakes are with basically these people who are dressed up as... This is like around the time Aladdin came out.
Ah.
So it's like you had a couple that was dressed up as Jasmine and Aladdin, a couple that was dressed up as Beauty and the Beast, someone who was dressed up as Snow White or Prince Charming, excuse me.
Probably the actors and actresses from their stage shows.
Yeah. Well, no, but they weren't that. They were actual professional skaters.
Mm.
Like Olympic skaters and that stuff.
Mm, okay.
And so they did routines to the songs of the Disney movies. I mean, I know it seems crazy for a 26-year-old man to be into an ice skating special, but it's like my childhood.
It's Disney, and if you knew my friend Josh, you would understand. He is obsessed with Disney stuff.
Oh, I love Disney stuff. Like, ever since Kingdom Hearts has come out, it's like I've just absolutely fallen back in love with Disney. I'm just crazy about anything. It's like, I scare my family once, like, well, what do you want for Hanukkah? Well, one, and I want to get Blu-rays of Snow White, and they're looking at me like...
I swear, when Kingdom Hearts 3 finally comes out, I so want it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have a new game for the DS 3. Stop making games for the portables.
Yes, we want the official main game back.
We want the official main game, and we want it on our PS3.
Yes.
Go Xbox.
If it is not on the PS3, I will shoot somebody.
Yeah. With that being said, let's move on to movies.
Ah, yes. Movies. Yes.
I think the first two that we have to talk about are, one, A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yes.
And two, Die Hard.
Most people forget that movie took place on Christmas.
Both one and two.
Yes. Yippee-ki-yay.
Mother Leaper. See, this is why it sucks to be on a PG-13 network.
Oh, and I've already cursed once already, so you're going to have to bleep me out.
I must have missed it. But let's start off with A Muppet Christmas Carol, which is by far the best Muppet movie ever, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yes.
Michael Caine is awesome as a...
As Ebenezer Scrooge, yes. Yeah.
I mean, what are your favorite parts of that movie?
Oh, it's so difficult to say. I mean, it's just like that, you know, that movie captures the feel of The Christmas Carol beautifully, but still has managed to do it in its own unique way. That's something about The Muppets that's always good, is they can still make you feel like you're watching the original, if they're doing like a spoof of something, but still make it feel like their work. And they pulled that off with this one. Just, you know, having all of The Muppets play different characters in the story. Scrooge being practically the only human in the entire thing.
Yeah. They have great songs.
Great music. Oh. You know, it just captures that feeling of what Christmas is supposed to be. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, and all that's there. And even with that, Gonzo and Rizzo managed to steal the show. Just all of the bits. Mm. And of course, everybody's favorite is definitely Light the lamp, not the rat! Light the lamp, not the rat! Just the whole parts were like, how does he do it? I can watch that over. And then Die Hard, which set up sort of the action movie that comes out during the wintertime.
Yeah, unfortunately, and I'm probably going to get blasted by a lot of people for saying this, but I have not had a chance to watch any of the Die Hard movies, ever.
Ever?
Ever. And
ow!
For those that don't know, that is the Sketchbook of Doom. That just got came over my head. But yes, I have never had a chance. It's not that I don't want to see them. It's just I never had a chance to. But
I can understand you not seeing it when it's on Spike, because why would anybody want to watch Spike anymore?
Exactly. I avoid that channel like the plague.
Well, not that show, that channel, because of that show.
Yeah. Which one? You know, the one where they're all in jail, the one where they're all, you know, all the trying to find the ways to kill ourselves, or the other show that it claims to be wrestling but is anything but.
The other show that claims to be wrestling but isn't.
Yeah, that one, yeah. There's a reason why we have a boycott on that program.
Yeah,
on
boycott. Unfortunately for me, I can't observe the boycott because there really isn't anything on Thursday nights.
That's why we have Re-Utopia Game Night, to give you something to sell to watch.
Are you happy I set you up for that, Pimp?
Yes! Yes, I am. We give you guys something to do other than that.
Yeah.
So...
It's amazing that you haven't seen, but with all the different channels it's on. But if you can, definitely try to check it out this year.
Well, if it's on Netflix, I've got Netflix. I'll watch it there.
It should be on Netflix. I can't imagine it not being on Netflix.
You'd be surprised if it's not on Netflix.
That and now all the Power Rangers seasons.
Yes, including the new one, Samurai, which is just wrong. We just saw the Clash of the Red Rangers special. Not as bad as people have made it out to be, but I do agree it did not live up to the hype.
You know what? It was interesting because basically what they did was they combined the bits of the team-up special of Samurai Chicken Rangers with actually their first movie. So it was a combination of actually two different things.
True, but...
The team-up that they had at the end of the year with their actual movie. I'm hoping what this means is in the second season, which is going to be Super Samurai apparently, they'll have a true team-up. Which I really hope for, because it is actually Christmas related, because at the end, because in that team up special, the Secret Rangers get sent with different Go-Ongers to different worlds, and one of the worlds is Christmas World, where everybody's a Santa Claus.
I don't know how they adapt that, though.
Yeah, that's the question.
I'm just waiting to see how they adapt Gokaiger.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, I've been watching that religiously. That's been my show of the year so
far. Tokyo Rift Live every Saturday. You gotta watch it with us.
Oh, I will. I'll have to remember, but I'll definitely try to make it this week because I have a lot of stuff Saturday. But
yeah, we all do. But let's get back on topic here. We're getting off topic.
Yeah, we're getting off topic. Well, you know what? That actually reminds me of a TV special I forgot. Mm-hmm. There's an episode of Geki Rangers.
Oh, yes. Easy did a review of it. Easy Rider, our Toku expert, he did a review of the Geki Ranger Christmas special.
The one where he, the White Ranger with the beard cross-dresses.
Yes. Yes.
It's just for that, I love it.
It is on Re-Utopia. It was actually, I think he did that before we even picked him up for our original site, the Geek Fighters, but it's out there.
Yeah. Let's get back on track. What are other movies, Christmas movies, that, you know, stick in your heart and you love watching during the season?
That's a tough one, you know. And now that we've moved all the TV specials on one side, we got to sit through all the movies. Again, same with the TV specials. There's a lot of movies out there that try to be Christmas movies and just fail miserably. I'm trying to think of what some good ones.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
How can I forget that classic? Come on, Chevy Chase at his finest.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, kiss my ass, Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, I mean...
And then one of the greatest rants at the end of that movie of all times.
Yes, I know. I again, I don't sit down and watch these movies religiously like a lot of people do, but I would be a fool if I had said I had not seen the Christmas Vacation movie. I have seen it, so
yeah.
My shield is.
They started playing it this year before Halloween,
which is just sad. Again, going back to the whole commercialization. Yeah. I'm sorry, but
first sign of the apocalypse.
Yeah, the fact that they're streaming Christmas stuff before Halloween has even shown up. If you're doing that, you need to die. I will say that outright. If you are setting out Christmas stuff before Halloween is over, hell, I don't even think they should be having it out before Thanksgiving, but on that I can leave a little way on because of Black Friday.
Yeah.
But if you're putting out Christmas stuff before Halloween is over, you need to stop it.
Between that and the people who apparently have lost their mind and feel that they need to pepper spray everybody, which, did you see the Jon Stewart bit on pepper spray?
No, I haven't.
He calls it now, it's apparently America's now,
Oh, Jesus.
And, like, go on Hulu and, like, watch, like, 2 episodes ago, because that's what it does.
I'll see if I can check it out later.
Yeah, but I'll start off with a movie, and then you go with a movie. And I'm going to start off with, excuse me, A Christmas Carol starring, why am I blanking on the name? It's the one with Bill Murray.
I'm
blanking on Bill Murray's Christmas Carol.
If I've seen it, I don't remember it.
It's Bill Murray at his best.
Oh, I mean, it's Bill Murray.
It's around the time of like Ghostbusters 2.
Oh.
When Bill Murray was at his absolute best. So, Scrooged.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I was like blanking on him, like I apologize. Scrooge, that's a great Christmas movie. Okay, on to you.
I'm trying to think, but like we've already named most of the good ones. You know, we mentioned the different Christmas Carol ones. We mentioned A Christmas Story. We mentioned Scrooge. We mentioned Die Hard. I don't really know if I can think of any other big time Christmas movies that I remember that I've like really remember.
Vacation. Like, and there's been some decent ones. I mean, they're not great, but, you know, decent one. Dex the Halls. Elf, for some reason, has become...
No. Anything with him, no.
Yeah, I really don't understand why Elf is funny, to be honest.
I don't understand why I forget his name. For some reason, I'm blanking on
it. Because he ran down the street naked, that's why.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He is not funny. He is stupid. Quit giving him money.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it was Deck the Halls. It was the one that had Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick.
Might have been. It's been a while since I've seen it.
It came out, like, a couple years ago. But that was a really decent movie.
One that's decent that I remember, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yeah. You know what? That one is good, and I know a lot of people make fun of Tim Allen, but that really is a good one.
Yeah, he's got his moments of funny, and that one was one of his better ones. I mean, granted, the fact that they make 2 sequels, subpar sequels, is kind of laughable, but the original still stands out.
But one thing I think we can all agree on is they need to. Apparently, the new person who now become the Christmas God is what's his face. From Dodgeball.
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to stop making Christmas movies with Vince Vaughn. Who? I want to know what executive looked at this and said, you know what we need in a Christmas movie? Vince Vaughn.
I give up trying to figure it out.
There's like another action movie that I think I'm like blanking on, and I apologize, but definitely, yeah, we said like the different Christmas carols. I think that's it. So with that being said, since we're both anime fans here, let's move on to anime, and I'm gonna steal one right here. My favorite that I always have to watch every year is Gundam Wing: Endless Waltz. It's during Christmas.
It is. It is very true. Gundam Wing: Endless Waltz does take place on Christmas.
It's like the Die Hard of anime.
Yes. Basically, an action series that just happens to take place on Christmas. There really isn't that many Christmas specials in...
Gundam Wing ends on Christmas.
Yeah, Gundam Wing itself ends on Christmas, as my wife Lady K has pointed out here. She is a huge Gundam Wing fan, and yes, she is all over Scott McNeil. You should have seen her Metrocon this year.
Oh, God. My favorite is Mario Hildreth as your year. I'm finally going to do my review of Gundam Wing. To reveal right here at the beginning of next year, I'm finally going to do my review, my 2-episode review of Gundam Wing. That's how epic it is. It's going to take 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can imagine. The only other anime... There's not many anime-related stuff when it comes to Christmas. The biggest one that I think a lot of people know about, if they're big anime fans, is It's a Dot of My Santa.
My Santa.
Yep, it's
And then we have the Love Hina Christmas special.
Love Hina, which,
you know what? Kaneko Matsu does great stuff. His mangas are awesome. His anime just get bad transitions. His manga gets bad transitions to the anime. And I think a lot of it is because they leave out a lot of his pop culture references.
Well, they kind of have to. I mean, unless your show is all about those references, and it can't really have it without them, like Sergeant Frog or Lucky Star, they kind of...
Or Nerima Daikon Brothers.
Nerima Daikon, anything done by Nabe Shin, basically. Yeah. You know, unless you have that, you basically, you have, you know, unless they have to be have those references, they basically try their best not to have them.
Yeah. And then there's, like, different animes that have, like, Christmas episode, Ari Yuri Yoshi.
And my wife just reminded me about an anime movie we forgot to talk about. And I cannot believe we forgot about this one. What about A Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, my God. That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you.
Thank you, Lady K.
Welcome, boys.
Yes, but Let's leave that there, because I think enough to do. There's not much need to be said.
Well, you know what? It is an animated movie, so I guess we could kind of combine it, even though it's the...
It's American made, from simply put.
Well, you know, you haven't listened to my Mice and Giant Robots podcast, which I just released.
Oh, geez.
I put Nightmare Before Christmas in the stop motion category.
Well, that makes sense. That is basically a stop-motion movie.
Yeah, it is. I'll talk to you about it later. But, yeah, but Night Before Christmas, that's a must-watch. I actually have a thing to where I try to watch, of all the ones I have, I try to watch straight through all the, like, what I call the golden revival of Disney movies. That's like Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
Which I'm so glad I have on Blu-ray. Aladdin, Lion King, that stuff. That's like a Disney that's like a Christmas tradition for me.
I can understand that. But
getting
back to anime. Again, I'm trying to think of how many, you know, there's a lot of Christmas specials, but there's really not that many. Christmas is not as heavily celebrated.
You know what also happens during Christmas? At least the first one, Kara, the prophecies.
Oh, Karis. Yes.
Yes, Karis happens during Christmas. Which, that's a very awesome anime, very stylish.
I need to see that, actually. I need to put that in my Netflix queue. Because both the Prophecy and the Revelation are both on the Netflix, so.
Yeah. But, I know, like, shows like Clannad and other shows like that will tend to have... a show that came out last year in 2010, or as I call it, the best year of the anime to come out of Japan since 2004. There was a risky comedy called Seto Yokodame. I hope I'm saying that name right. But it was like based off like this Japanese panel where, you know, sort of risky, sort of sexy comedy and that stuff. And there was an episode where it was basically a Christmas special. And there's a running gag throughout the bit where because like the girls are like ultra perverted, so like she gets it's these three girls who are part of a student council and one guy. And so they go to this lodge for a Christmas special, and she gives him a gift, and it turns out to be a vibrator.
Oh,
and it starts with, she gives him the box, and says, oh, how nice, and then it starts vibrating. And he starts getting a 30 look at him because he knows how perverted it is, and it turns out to be a vibrator. And throughout the rest of the episode, he gets gifts from several people. and says, oh, thank you so much. And then it shakes. It vibrates, excuse me. But the episode ends when it's like he's out. And it's like it starts. All of a sudden, Santa Claus comes. And Santa Claus throws him a gift. And he goes, oh. And everybody comes out like, Santa Claus gave me a gift. Look at it. And the last thing you see is the gift vibrating.
Oy. And before I forget, because my fans would be shocked if I didn't bring this up, but if there's one anime movie that did take place before Christmas, around the Christmas season, and that is, of course, the disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya. Yeah, my fans knew I had to bring this up sooner or later. It does take place from December 17th until...
I'm going to do the political thing and not say anything.
Oh, what, you're an anti-Haruhiist?
Not really fond of it.
Well, you kind of have to have an open mind for that one because it is weird.
Yeah. Especially considering that not all episodes are in order.
That's half the fun of it. It's just insane every way you look at it.
Yeah, well, that's a talk we'll probably have to have at another point.
Yeah, well, again, I still need to actually sit down and watch the Disappearance movie, but once it gets dubbed, I definitely will check it out.
Well, that's it. We've gone through all 8 crazy questions.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Yep, I have to be. So, Shades, thanks for coming on. Why don't you pimp Reviewtopia? Tell people what it's all about. Tell them about some of the great shows that are on the site.
Oh, God. Simply put, when it comes to Reviewtopia, whatever you're into, we have something for you. We've got movies, we've got TV, video games, anime, tokusatsu, wrestling, music, comics, books, podcasts, you name it. And the one thing I will say above anything else is the site is about you guys. It's about the fans. Because we have our live streams where you interact with us live, including game night, which I'm about to be running a stream on in about 1 hour, where we're going to be playing games with you guys live online. We've got a community section where you guys can post your stuff. You know, you can pimp yourself as much as you want because we like you. And, you know, we always respond to comments. We're talking to each other on Twitter and on Facebook, everywhere you go. We're everywhere. And simply put, we are the future of the internet as far as we're concerned. We're going to make sure we want to be the future of the internet. You guys need to check us out. Reviewtopia.net. Check us out. You can find me there. I've got 5 different shows for you to watch. I've got my anime reviews on Anime Takeover, fan-made showcases with Fandom Paradise, the best of the net with the Internet Hall of Fame. I've got my random reviews, and then for you, those of you 18 and over, I've got Japanitration.
Yeah, and that those Internet Hall of Fames are really awesome. We should probably tell them the funny story about last year's ShadowCon, where we basically had the same idea but a bit different.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember that. Oh. Said that you were chasing, Doug. I had them chase me. I remember it because I had no idea, and I just remember you and Chris and Gene laughing. Like, we just, like, told them about that. It's, like, awkward.
Yeah, but it's been something I've been wanting to do for a while with that one. And I actually did another interview with him this year that just played Utopia today.
Yeah, I just actually watched it. It was very good. I love the super glue bit.
He did. That was completely on. I did not know he was going to do that. I did not know he was going to do that.
Oh, yeah. It's like Doug comes everything. I just wish he would have asked about the skirt when you were talking about Suburban Nights.
Oh.
That and, like, why did you have to do the whole what's his face bit?
Nah. With,
my favorite one is definitely the first video where they're all doing the introductions.
Mm.
And they have the guy that comes as David Bowie. Oh, I groaned so much. But with that being said, thanks for coming on. And for all those who have hopefully come to this Christmas special because of Shades, which is sure going to happen because Shades brings everybody to the block. That was a joke that went nowhere.
Where's my fail horn?
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Oh.
But hopefully you guys will stay and enjoy here at the Absolution Network. We are the new home for the Toonami generation. What's the Toonami generation? Well, we are the generation that came up of the 90s and brought things or made things, so many things that we love today popular. Anime, comics, video games, you name it, we made it popular. And we're trying to represent the Toonami generation of serious discussion. We're different than any other podcast out there in the sense that we're more serious than probably what you'll hear. So I hope you guys will also stay and listen to whether it be Tom's Prerogative, where I get my honest reviews, or of Mice and Giant Robots, where I reveal my theory of animation categorization, which it's basically a theory that tells you why anime is not Japanese cartoons. It basically defines it as a style. So I hope you guys will stay and listen to those shows.
You guys better, yeah, my fans, come on, guys. Get this guy some support. He wants to bring me on. He wants to make me famous. Let's help this guy out.
Yeah. Shades, again, thank you. Have a happy, happy holidays.
You too, sir. Happy Hanukkah for you.
And that's it for this episode of 8 Crazy Nights. I will see you tomorrow night
with another episode.
It's that time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh. Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas vacation. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate. Wait and see this Christmas vacation. This old house sure is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood. Ain't it fun? Always on the run. That house done on Christmas vacation.